Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to The New Wave with your girl, your hostess, me, Diamond Lachey. Peace and love to you all, and welcome back, New Wavers, to yet another podcasting show. If you're new to my podcast, welcome, 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 and thank you for joining me on the New Wave journey. And while you're here, let me provide you all with a little insight about what the New Wave podcast is all about. The New Wave is a new podcast hosted by me, Diamond Lachey. The mission of this podcast is to elevate everyone, but especially to elevate, celebrate, motivate, and improve the melanated and or Aboriginal American community by celebrating the culture through sharing serious, personal, and comedic, openly opinionated commentary. The New Wave creates a platform for my occasional co-hosts by giving them that voice and opportunity to make a change on their way to success. And I hope everyone looks forward to all things new and exciting on the New Wave podcast. So if you missed last show, it's perfectly okay. I'll give a little bit of a recap. So unfortunately, I did a story on Kobe Bryant and Gigi's unfortunate passing, and I extend my condolences out to their family as well as the families of the 9 other victims that were also in the helicopter crash. I end up deleting the episode because when I had posted it, the editing did not post with it mysteriously, and it really made me sound very insensitive to the situation, and I would just like to apologize for that. In dedication to February and in dedication to Black History Month, I wanted to base this episode on love. So why is it that we want love so bad? What is it about love that is so addicting? Like, we say we give up on love and F love and I don't want love, love doesn't live here anymore. Yet we always find ourselves going back to it. The thing about love is that it's internal, it can be external. You can have the thought of love, you can take the love that you have and turn it into an act of giving love or an act of receiving love. I think love is a very difficult subject to talk about, only because everybody has their own definition of what love is. But isn't it so amazing how you can go to different countries or different continents and they show they love, like different acts of love? But I picked love again in dedication to February, Valentine's Day. I just wanted to talk about how one small act of loving or sharing could really turn someone upside down. I originally got the idea for this topic of discussion because I was listening to Jasmine Sullivan's Lion, Tigers, and Bears, hence the instrumental. She asked a question. She said, why do we love love if love tends to hate us? Like, no matter how hard we try to love or give love, something, it seems like something always goes wrong to come back and slaps us in the face. Well, my friend, that's called karma. But we're not talking about karma, we're talking about love. Personally, I believe everybody will experience the love of their life. I've already experienced one of those. And the love that I got from that was like genuine. The genuine love that I had experienced from this person didn't make me feel like I had to be anything other than myself. And to me, now that's true love. People already accept me for who I am, not what I have, not what I wear. It's just, it's amazing. But as much as we wish and we hope for, and we talk about the good sides of love, there's also bad sides of love. Some people grew up only experiencing love through abuse or violence. Some people may take that love that they were shown and show it to others in the same way, which isn't always good, nor is it healthy. Spread as much love as possible. If we had as much love as we do hate in this world would be unstoppable. If everybody took a time out their day just to show an act of kindness, whether it's opening up a door for an individual, holding someone's bags while they look for their keys, watching someone's kid while they simply go to the bathroom. Those are acts of kindness that mean so much in the world. You wouldn't even recognize how much it helps someone move through their day. My definition of love is giving. Love is always giving. Love is kind. Love is non-judgmental. Love is not judgmental. Love is a hug when you're at your lowest state. Love is giving your last. Love is accepting the truth. Love is positive energy. Love is infinite. Love isn't abuse. Love is not someone talking to you any kind of way. Love is not exposing someone. Love is not slandering. Love is beautiful. Love is international. Love is big. Love is small. Love comes in every shape, form, and color. It goes on and on and on. Even though love has taken from me many of times, I still find love in my heart to give to someone. So we just gotta show love even when nobody's showing love to us. Love is not selfish. Love is selfless. People show love in their own way. We just gotta be understanding and open-minded to all possibilities of what love is and what someone's definition of love is. Put yourself in someone else's shoes for once. That's love. All right, everybody. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to The New Wave with your girl, your hostess, Diamond Lachey. Unfortunately, this is the end of our show, and you may notice that my shows are a bit short. I'm starting off doing shows that are short and straight to the point. I don't want anyone to get up here and feel as if I am boring them, but I do want to thank you all for stopping by. And in dedication to February, I ask all of you to show an act of kindness, and I thank you and appreciate you all, and I love you all. I love you all with all of my heart, and I hope you all have a great day. Bye.